River 949, Marnie and Campo for breakfast. Now, an Ipswich nurse and mum, Marnie, who's currently fighting kidney disease, has, well, this is amazing. She's decided to make the ultimate sacrifice for her daughter. Back Valley says that Ambrosia, her daughter, Marn, who's now two, was diagnosed with a rare genetic kidney condition. And she joins us now. Good morning, Beck.
Good morning. How are we all?
Great. I'm tell good. Us your story.
It's quite amazing, unique, your story. So tell us.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so I was diagnosed with a kidney disease when I was myself a young child, and that resulted in me needing a kidney transplant from my mum, who very generously donated to me when I was 17. And when my little bub, you know, many years later, was at 20 weeks gestation via a surrogate, so my sister was our surrogate, we discovered that she was presenting with some kidney abnormalities, and after very extensive testing, it came back that we both had a very rare form of kidney disease that was unfortunately passed on from myself. But it was unknown and nobody could possibly have known. It was just one of those things that life throws at you and you take it and you stride.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Your sister hasn't got any problems with her kidneys?
No, no one in my family at all. Just on either side, as far as you can go, no one has anything. I was the first person to have the disease myself.
Now, your husband, this is before you had your baby, had said that he would give you his kidney.
Yes, that's right. So transplants don't last forever. They're a fantastic treatment, but they generally, you know, have a life expectancy of about 15 years. And so when we met and when we got married, it was always the plan, and he was always very happy to donate one of his kidneys to me when the time came that I would need one. And that was always the plan right up until, you know, before Ambrosia was even born, which is only a couple of years ago. And then, of course, when we found out that she would one day inevitably need a kidney herself, it was one of those parental decisions that's a no-brainer. We decided that we would save Ryan's kidney for her and I would go on the donor wait list like many other Australians and wait for a donor on the list.
Wow. You're both heroes. What's your husband's name?
Ryan.
So, and obviously we're talking about this because it is Donate Life Week. So we're talking about being an organ donor and the importance of that. And obviously your situation is very, very unique that you've put yourself on a list now. And as you say, yes, we as parents, we understand it's what you do for your kids, right? You do, I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you are on the list at the moment, is that right?
Yes, that's right. So I'm on the list along with about 1,800 other Australians, and that's for waiting for any organs, you know, lungs, hearts and everything. And, yeah, so it's with Donate Life Week, we try and get the word out there to get as many people to sign on just via online. It takes only 1 minute to register to be an organ donor to save lives if the time should come that your life would end in that way.
Yeah, how long would you usually wait for a kidney to come along?
Oh, quite a while. Some people... there's just not enough organs to meet the demand. So for many people, they die waiting. That's just the reality of the situation.
How's Ryan feel about that? You know, the thought of you passing.
Look, it's incredibly daunting, but at the same time, you don't live a life thinking about it like that. You just live in hope that your day will come when the phone rings and, you know, a family has turned their tragedy into hope and, you know, a new life for you. So that's just the way you keep moving forward.
I'm actually a donor. I've always said that I would do that for that very purpose, you know? I think... if you're not here and you've got things that can help someone else, why not?
You know,
that's how I think about it. Yeah.
And the statistics are that, you know, of all the deaths that happen, less than 2% are actually able to result in an organ donation. Obviously, sadly, you have to die in a very specific way where your organs are well preserved and they're able to be donated. So it means that we need every Australian to sign up because there's just statistically, you know, not many people are going to be able to donate. So the more who are signed up, the better, and the more lives that will be saved, you know, at the other end.
Yeah, well, look, it's an amazing story. You and your husband, as I said, are just total heroes. Where can people donate? What
can they
just
do
before we go?
Yeah, so if they head to the Ipswich Hospital Foundation website, the Ipswich Hospital Foundation and Ipswich Hospital, where I work, have been just fantastic, amazing, supportive community. And if you head over there, there's a link where you can donate. You can leave a message of support. And of course, you can register to be an organ donor. So Ipswich Hospital Foundation is the website to head to.
All right. Well, thank you so much,
Beck. I hope everything works out.
No worries.
You get good news soon.
Marnie and Camp, River 949.